Okay, so what was this past Thursday? Thanksgiving, right? And what do we do on Thanksgiving? Besides eat turkey. What else do you do? What did you do on Thanksgiving? Anything? You don't celebrate Thanksgiving? All right. Did you eat turkey at least? You didn't eat turkey either? All right. No worries. You didn't do nothing? All right. No worries about that. So then I guess at Thanksgiving what we usually do, right, is we give thanks, right? You give thanks. And we give thanks to God for all the wonderful things we have, right? But at the same time, we give thanks to God for all the things that he takes away from us as well. All the bad things that have happened in our, that might happen in our lives. Keeping us safe, keeping us secure, giving us food, right? Not keeping us hungry. All these things. In today's gospel, if you were able to hear, Jesus talks about worry, being worried about things. What are some worries? What is a worry? What is a worry? Have you ever heard that word before, worry? No, you never heard the word worry? Have you heard the word worry? But you don't know what it is? I hope you never find out. Say it one more time. But you can't explain. Give me an example of what a worry might be. Or where you've heard that phrase, worry. It means you're afraid. Excellent, right? You're afraid of something. Very good. Very good. So if you're worried, you're afraid of something, right? And Jesus today in the gospel says, don't be worried. Don't be afraid. All right? Don't worry about all these things. Your worries as kids are very different from the worries that your parents might have. Okay? And lots of parents have lots of worries, all right? And some of those worries are about you, to make sure that you are raised nicely and you're safe and all those things, right? Is that transformative? Oh, nice. So you have all these worries. Parents have worries, and you might have worries. One of your worries may be you get to have dessert after dinner, right? Yeah, I know that one. I get that one every day. I am afraid of that, too. Another worry might be when you stay up late and watch a movie with your parents or with friends. No, that's not a worry of yours? You have no worries whatsoever? Sometimes, what's a worry? You forget something. That's a huge worry. You get homework, right? If you don't do your homework, right? Only two times, what are you going to say? Okay. But Jesus today says that if you're worried, right, first of all, don't be worried. Because he's always with us. He's always there to help us and to guide us and to protect us. But at the same time, if you have worries, and this is sort of what I spoke about last week, I don't think you were here last week in the sermon, is if you're worried, you make the sign of the cross, right? You know how to make the sign of the cross? You take three fingers. Let me see, on your right hand. Where's your right hand? Very good. Your thumb, your pointer, and your middle finger, yes? Like this. This one and then this one. There you go, one more. There you go, three, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All right, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You go like this, and then you go up to your forehead. I'm going to turn around so you watch this way. Forehead, then down to your belly, and then to your left shoulder, and then to your right shoulder, and then to your heart. So it goes up, down, left, right, middle, right? And we use it as we say, Jesus, God, right? The Father is up in heaven. Jesus came down to the world, to our bellies, right? Because we have communion every Sunday. And then the Holy Spirit took us from the left side of God, which is the bad side, to the right side, which is the good side. Okay? So we do Hang Ho, so if we say that, we Hang Ho, Ye Ho Ho, Ye Ho Hui, Se Ho, Amen. Or in English, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. So whenever you're worried, right, if you're anxious or you're afraid of something, the greatest thing you can do is make the sign of the cross. Because that in and of itself is a prayer right there. And you're praying to God and saying, God, give me help. Give me strength. Help me get through whatever's coming. If I forgot my homework at home, right? Help the teacher do the nice thing, right? soften her heart. I can't find my transformer. Have you ever watched a transformer? No? It's right there. All right, good. So if you ever do, you make the sign of the cross and help me find that, right? You're not going to have dessert, right? Oh, no, help me, God. Help me get through this, all right? This horrible, horrible pain. I'm not having ice cream tonight, okay? But these prayers that we say, as you guys say, as kids, are very light, very easy. When you get older, as parents, we also can make the sign of the cross to get through fear and worry. When I'm driving sometimes, anyone who's driven before knows somebody cuts you off, all right? Rather than giving them another hand gesture, you do this one, you make the sign of the cross, all right? That God protected you and saved you from an accident and got you through that, okay? This is what we're supposed to do. Not to worry, not to fear, but to have faith. Okay? You going to stay a little while? What are your names? Lene? Anne? And Mark. Very nice. Did you just move here? You're from Midland, Texas. Oh, you're Texans with us. Oh, 2 years. Welcome. Well, we're happy you're here. You've driven a ways to get here, but we're happy you're here. By God's. Okay? So hopefully if you're here afterwards, we can talk some more. But if you have to go, we understand. Okay. All right, you guys can go back to your seats. All right?